Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this week, we're working with something that we've all worked with before, but I guarantee you, we never use this as the main superstar of the dish. I'm talking about cilantro. Now, most of us take cilantro, we put it on all kinds of different things as like a weak kind of a garnish because it does have so much flavor and it looks so pretty. But the dishes I have for you today are really going to blow your mind and really show you what we do here on the California Kitchen. We're coming at you live from Visalia, California, here from our kitchen at Quail Park, Cypress. And we are cooking up a storm today. This is my recipe for cilantro whipped potatoes. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do are take four red potatoes. And these four red potatoes, I want to go ahead and put them. You can either put them in a steamer or you can cook them the traditional way that you would boil potatoes, and that's okay. But always remember, you start on cold water, because if you start on hot water, you're going to have a very gluey potato that's going to be raw on the inside. We do not want that to happen. And with using the red potatoes, they don't have as much starch as we would with a russet potato, but it still has a really great flavor, very good body for this kind of a dish. So take those four red potatoes, and starting in cold water, we're going to put them in a pot. And we want to just put enough water to cover the four potatoes. And remember, I only do four because there's four people in my family. If you have more people per person, you want to give them at least one potato. What I'm going to do while the potatoes are cooking is take 1 cup of heavy cream. And I'm also going to take 1 bunch of cilantro. And I love the stems of cilantro, so do not skimp on the stems. That's the greatest part of the cilantro. If you need to add a little bit less cream or a little more cream for your bunch of cilantro, depending on where you get your cilantro from, that's okay. But really, 1 bunch folded up is about a good cup of cilantro. It's really not a lot. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and put the cilantro inside of our cream. We're going to use our immersion blender. We're going to blend that all together. And once we're done doing that, we want to make sure our red potatoes are fully cooked, and they usually take about 10 to 14 minutes to cook. And if you want to speed that process up, you can actually just cut them in half, and that's okay because we're going to turn them into mashed potato anyways. So what we're going to do next is put our cooked potatoes and our cream and our cilantro inside of a mixing bowl, and we are going to go ahead and add 4 tablespoons of granulated garlic as well. We're going to season always with salt and pepper to taste because it has just that great, great flavor. And everybody has a specific way that they like to season with salt and pepper. And once we mix that cream and that cilantro into this mix, it's going to be out of this world. Some of the best potatoes you've ever had. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.